Hello, welcome to the Friday, June 12th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name's Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We'll be leaving for Baltimore tomorrow, so if you'll be attending the Sands Fire Conference, say hi. We should have our annual handler panel on Monday evening, 7:15, I believe, Eastern Time. We may be live streaming it, so watch the United Storms on our website for any announcements regarding streaming URLs. And we got an OpenSSL update today. It does fix at least partially the logjam issue. However, you still have to define your custom Diffie-Hellman parameters if you want to take advantage of your 2048-bit keys. So that advice still is in effect. All versions of SSL, which means 102, 101, and 100 are updated. Also, 098, which I think actually is not officially supported anymore, has been updated. In addition to the logjam vulnerability, there are a couple of denial of service vulnerabilities and the like that are being fixed here. So definitely something you should update, but no huge rush in getting that update out. And the latest iOS beta, which is beta 4 for iOS 8.4, apparently fixes the Unicode messaging bug. iOS is still vulnerable to this particular exploit that essentially causes iOS to crash if you send it this very specific Unicode code sequence. The exploit does take advantage of Arabic characters which run right to left, so apparently the mix of right to left and left to right code does cause this particular crash condition. And apparently a string of arrests of terror suspects in Belgium earlier this week was triggered by decrypted WhatsApp messages that were intercepted by US intelligence services. Now, WhatsApp does offer end-to-end encryption, and the encryption being used by WhatsApp is usually considered pretty good. However, it's not encrypted necessarily by all implementations, by all devices. For example, it's not necessarily available on iOS, also on Android. If you're using group messages or if you're sending images, the encryption may not be in effect. And for the pen testers around, an interesting new way to gain a backdoor into a compromised system. A Python library is now available that does implement a backdoor via Gmail. The project is called GCAT on GitHub. And essentially what it does is you have to set up a Gmail account that's dedicated to the use with this backdoor. And then this Python library essentially will leave messages in Gmail that then other hosts that connect to the same Gmail account can read and then interpret as commands. Interesting little toy here, and like I said, in particular for pen testers or such that want to demonstrate how, for example, these different systems can be used for command control, certainly interesting. They have seen things like that definitely been done in the wild, not just with Gmail, but also Yahoo. I remember last year there was some malware that essentially used Yahoo Mail as a command and control server. And then something a little bit more from a defensive point of view, another GitHub Python project, Just Metadata. This particular project makes it really easy to collect data from various open source databases about IP addresses. You feed it a list of IP addresses, and then it will use various APIs to, for example, do Whois lookups, geolocation, also Shodan HQ, and a couple other sites like this will be queried for these IP addresses. So a pretty neat tool, saves you probably a lot of time if you do routinely have a number of IP addresses and, for example, need to classify them. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.